Charlie, congratulations. Last time we spoke was after the penalty against West Ham, so you've had to be very patient.
Yeah. Very patient. Bide my time, work hard on the training pitch, give the manager a few questions to be asked. When playing the games against Fulham, I obviously scored three. I worked hard over the international break, didn't know whether it was going to come, didn't really know what was going on. Spoke to the manager. He told me what he wanted to do and what he expected from me, and I kind of put them thoughts in his head over the international break. Went away, worked hard. Going forward now, he said, look, bide your time, it's coming. He spoke to me before Liverpool game, told me that I wasn't going to play. I was disappointed, obviously. But I understood his reasons and the team's reasons. And he said, look, bide your time, keep going. The week said, look, you're going to play. It's all right. Not that I'm going to show him, but I had always a belief in me that if I put in a good performance, it's going to stick in his mind. And today it was a fantastic overall performance from everybody. Which, not only for me, if you look what Pierre done, he's come in from the cold as well from me, and he was fantastic today.
Dave Merrington keeps saying, if you get the ball to Charlie Austin in the box, you're going to score goals, get him on the pitch. Now, you've actually must be so pleased at the nature of your goals, because it's exactly what the team's been crying out for. The team puts crosses in galore, but nobody does what you did today.
I think it's belief. I think if you look last year when I was playing the Europa League, I had to bide my time playing the Premier League. Crosses come in. I think against Sparta Prague, I scored one from Kuko and then one disallowed going across the front post. That's why I score a lot of my goals front post runs, because you make up the minds for the midfielders. They just got to follow in behind. But the boys today knew that it was like, get it to the front post, I'll be there. If not, then that's my fault kind of thing. But he's put a great ball in the first one. I've just got up high above two centre-halves. And then Dusan's done very well, exactly the same again. Yeah. I wish I could have stayed on there for free, but the tank was empty.
Well, we're thinking about that. Yeah. I think 80 minutes wasn't bad after having to be so patient. But it's your first Premier League start of the season. But it just feels like a lot of pressure's been released today for everyone. You, but the team, the manager, everyone.
Yeah, exactly. It's a massive game for the football club today. But look where we are now. Push us right up in the top half of the league. When you close that gap off now, Watford, there's a five-point gap, but it's a big period coming up. As everybody in football knows that over Christmas, massive period. Big game for us today. Get the 3 points. Wednesday's Man City's half a bit of a free hit kind of thing. And then we've got a massive game again. Bournemouth, go down there and try and get a result down there. And that pushes us right in good stead. Big games coming up, but they're at home. We need everybody pushing the right direction now. We've had the moan and groans over the last 3-4 weeks, and rightly so. But now I think we all need to jump on the ship and push it forward.